There is a great enthusiasm for Orbeez online, both in the sort of like ASMR subculture as well as videos for kids. It is an online community mostly of people who produce and consume videos where the audio is designed to elicit a kind of neurological response that's relaxing and pleasurable. So most people get like a tingly feeling, or they just get really relaxed. So people with anxiety really love it, but also it's a really thriving subculture of people who find a lot of like satisfaction from it because of this like automatic neurological response.
Can you listen to this music online? You could just.
Yeah, it's videos of people either whispering or going through like a role play of being like a comforting friend or somebody who will go through like more elaborate role plays of like sci-fi scenarios, but it's all whispering and very relaxing.
You know the like.
And people will do like tapping. Like here's an example of like a sci-fi, like a ASMR sound.
Really?
But I have a theory that there's an ASMR spectrum of content, and that ASMR, like primary ASMR, which is the whisper videos, the tapping and crinkling videos, are at the center point of many other videos that people watch for relaxation. And or that's how Orbeez videos fit in. Because even if Orbeez aren't being used with whispering or enhanced binaural sound, I think that people watch them because neurologically there is a calming effect. So they made a lot of sense for the clear aesthetic that we are developing for the video. And we actually have some really beautiful footage that we didn't use for the promo, but we'll use for a later long form art film piece from that day, where our friend Jade has these vintage underwear that are high waisted and they have a little zipper pouch in the front that lays flat ordinarily, but she in the video unzips it and then slowly and methodically shoves Orbeez into the marsupial pouch in her vintage underwear, and it's like incredibly visceral. So we're always looking for ways to create a visceral or erotic response without actually doing anything that objectifies or directly sexualizes a person, just pointing out that there are ways to perceive things as sensual without having anybody interact with each other or sexualize each other.